Hello.
Hey.
Yep, I can hear you clear as day.
Okay, so let me loop Michael in, because I think that's where the problem happened, was when you brought him in. That's where the bad connection started. So I have the ability to bring him in on the call.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do.
You want to call him?
I do. What's his number?
The number is 609.
Okay.
890.
Okay.
0227.
Got it. Okay, we're going to go ahead and call him now. It'll be silent until he picks up.
Okay, great.
Statewide moving.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah, Tom. Tom,
okay.
I'm Michael, he's Tom.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
That's all right, all good.
At least I've got all the names right?
No, wait a minute. I thought my name was Jose and your name was Jose B.
You know, I haven't heard that one in a long time.
About 50 years old.
Oh, boy. Okay, so guys, with the Google Guarantee, this is an area that we're super specialized in. Google Guarantee, we only charge a 25% management fee. So what you guys are looking at with your lead cost is approximately $54 a lead. That would be paid directly to Google. And then our management fee on top of that would be, I mean, if the leads are staying only at the $54, then management fee for per qualified lead is approximately $18.
So basically, if we're spending like $3,000,
mm-hmm.
Your charge is going to be like $750 for the month.
Correct. About, yeah. And that's going to fluctuate depending on, a number of items like demographics of where we're targeting, how we're targeting, hours of operation, lead cost per lead at that moment. But you get entire breakdown and analytics on the whole shebang. But in addition to that, you're working very closely with our Google Guarantee team. So we're not bidding on stuff that's out of your price range without consulting you first. It's not like just some automatic crazy charge. The management fee would be paid separately. So the way that it works is when you're coming in with your own Google Guarantee, it's a one-time $250 transfer cost. We go ahead and begin managing it. We optimize it. We're going to link it, make sure that everything is content and working directly with the Google profile. Because when you have all the products together, Google Ads, Google Local Listing, Google Guarantee, Yelp, Facebook, when all the products are working together under one roof, it's doing automatic retargeting, bouncing off of each other, because the programming is the same for each individual destination. But when you have a couple of things going here with us and a couple of things going with somebody else and a couple of things going elsewhere, then it can be a little bit more challenging to see as strong a return on investment.
Okay. The only thing is that 25% is really high, actually.
That's industry standard. Yeah.
No, it's really, we'll put it this way. What we're getting is we're getting someone to campaign and take care of our advertising. They're doing the Google Guarantee and they're doing the Google Ads for $750 a month. They're doing both.
All right. Well, then it sounds like you should stay with him if that's the price point that you're looking for.
Yeah, so if you did Google Guarantee and you did Google Ads, so what would your price be on that?
Well, the Google Ads start a minimum of $300, so it depends on how much you want to spend. The management fee is already figured into that cost with the Google Ads.
Well, what I'm saying is their management fees are – Like I said, if we're spending a total of $3,000.
You're spending $3,000 overall for both Google Guarantee and Google Ads?
Yes.
Okay, so it sounds like they have the exact same management fee if it's $750. It's still a 25% management fee, guys. It's just splitting the cost of where it is that the ads are going. So if it's $3,000 total, they may be sending, $1,000 of it to Google Ads and the remaining over to the Google Guarantee. It just depends on where the split's at. But it's the same amount.
Right,
25% is industry standard.
But it doesn't matter if we spend $5,000 a month, their management fee is still $750.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you're spending more money with us, we are going to charge more because we have to do more work. So, I mean, that's just the way it works here at Local Splash.
Right. Also, I'm just trying to compare apples to apples. Also,
sure.
they run a Facebook campaign for us. They're doing everything for $750, so I guess that's a pretty good deal then.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just depends on the type of results it is that you're seeing. You do know that we're running a Facebook campaign for you as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's off the same Facebook page or different Facebook pages? Because essentially that's going to be you programming against yourself. You're paying for two products for the same thing.
Yeah, we're just, like I said, we're just kind of branching ourselves out and see what's working, what's not working, who's doing a better job than the other. You know, it's one of those things. We're not spending much money on Facebook, so.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I know you, what are you guys handling for us right now?
Facebook ads, local SEO, we have the website, we're doing call tracking, all the directories.
Okay. So since you're doing that now, and if you added the Google guarantee and the Google sale, that would be an additional 25% on top of that, or no?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't actually kind of package that deal together.
That is packaged together. There's no way for us to go anywhere else with that. The package that you currently have with us is normally $599 monthly. You're only paying $249. So you've got an over 60% haircut on that alone.
I get it. But the question I actually said, and so it wouldn't be packaged together, meaning it wouldn't be a flat 25%.
Yeah, we don't have a way to charge a flat percentage when we're doing different amounts of work depending on what it is that's going on with your account. We just don't set it like that here.
So the answer is no. Okay.
Correct. The answer is no.
Gotcha. All right. I guess we can kind of, I don't know, I guess, yeah, we'll see what's going on with the Yelp and see what they can do for us. And see if it makes sense for us to try Yelp again.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and set the appointment. You will. It has come over via email. It's going to say Yelp Ads Discussion. And I have an email address of statewide management. It's all been abbreviated at gmail.com. And it has a clickable link in there that says join with Google Meet. Okay?
Okay.
Did you send that already?
I did. Yep. It's probably taken a... Sure. Make sure you check your promotional mail. It's probably taken a couple of seconds to come over.
Yeah, it just came in. Amy Nelson, right? Okay.
That's me. Yep.
Let me ask, hey, Tom, while we have Amy on the phone, do we have any other questions about Local Splash?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
The only problem that we have, Michael, that keeps popping up is that whenever we get a call from Local Splash, and this is a problem for us, it gives us the call tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it's after hours and the office isn't closed and somebody doesn't answer the phone right away or whatever. We don't see the number. Who called us?
Okay.
So whoever would try to find that has to go on to the Splash website and then look what the last call came in. Like, you would look on your cell phone.
You guys should have the app. You guys should have the downloadable app where you can just get it right away. The Local Splash call app will allow you to see it right away. You don't have to go into the dashboard and all of those things. Correct.
Hold on one second.
An app on the cell phone.
But what we're saying, if someone calls in, it doesn't show the number.
I understand.
You don't have the app, Mike.
I understand what you guys are saying. On the app, all the calls are recorded on the app as well as the dashboard. So the Local Splash call app allows you guys to put a number of features, do not disturb, call forwarding. It allows you to track all of the phone calls, listen to all the call recordings, have all the phone numbers there in the CRM for you. That's why it's all stored like that. We have the Local Splash call app, and then, of course, for a more extensive breakdown, you have the Local Splash dashboard, which is where you have to log on to the website and stuff like that.
So Michael would have to put the Local Splash app on his cell phone, then he would be able to see the call?
He should be able to, yeah.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me just ask you this question. Because even if I put the local app on, I have to go into the app. It won't automatically
Correct.
Give me the phone call.
Right.
Right.
That's the way the call tracking is designed. So call tracking is designed
you,
to A, protect your proprietary.
Right?
I've understood the entire time, hun. So the thing is.
No, Hold on. Stop. You're talking a lot. Well, you talk more than me. No wonder you're a salesman. Hold on one second, Tom.
Yes, sir.
The question is no. The phone number will still not come up. Unfortunately,
right.
you have to go into the app and I have to right. dig it out and into the app. It's a pain. How can we get that phone number to come straight to the – it will not?
As long as you have the call tracking, it will not. No, sir.
Because we have call tracking in other forms of advertising, and we don't have to do that. It's just, you'll see the
okay.
phone number.
Sure. So I can put in for a call with client support to go over all the features that you have, take a complete review of your account, what it is you do and don't want to continue with.
Okay. If you could do that, that would be appreciated. But if you can make a note that by having to go through an app, it's really inconvenient, especially when the business office is closed at 5 o'clock and on weekends.
Sure. I understand what you're saying. Absolutely. I don't have a way to, I'll notate that and they can review that with you and then
yes,
they can go over what it is that your options are. I know that there's no way for us to change that, so it's going to just be kind of like a matter of if you want to keep the call tracking or if you want to change it out and you just want the phone number or you want to go through a different call tracking service that you guys have privately. That's just not the way it is designed for this one.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that how come everybody else can have call tracking and we don't have that problem, but with you, your call tracking, it doesn't go through. Why are you different from everybody else?
It's just the way that it's designed. I don't have that answer for you, gentlemen. Again, I can schedule the call with the client support, and they can review all that information with you. This isn't my area of expertise.
Can I ask you a question?
We need to talk to you.
If we did away with the call tracking number, then if somebody went through your system to contact us, the number would show up directly, right?
No.
If you do away with the call tracking number, you're not going to be able to track any of the phone calls. You're not going to have any of the features that the call tracking has. The regular phone number of that client is going to show up on whatever phone number it is that you have them contacting you at. But as far as like the long and the short of exactly what's included, how it benefits you for you guys to be able to determine if it's a good product for you or not, that needs to be scheduled with client support because they have all of those specific details. I don't want to give you guys the wrong answer.
All right, so what I'm saying is let's just say if we went and brought you on for our Google guarantee and our Google ads, so it would be the same exact way you're saying?
The same exact way of what, hon?
As far as the calls coming in. We'd have to go to an app to see who's calling.
With the call tracking, yes, that's never going to change as long as you
that's
have the call tracking included.
No,
yes.
That's not... You guys, it must be you guys that are Stone Age or maybe you're ahead of everybody. I don't know because everyone else, I've been call tracking for the last 20 years and we never had this situation.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't have the answer that you're looking for, guys.
Right.
I don't have the answer. I can schedule the call
right,
for you,
right,
but
right.
I don't have the
stop,
answer you're
stop.
Looking for.
I know. Stop it right there. You don't need to go any further. Get us an information. Get us an information.
Sure.
Get us who we need to talk to so we can discuss it with them.
So for the call that I'm going to schedule you for the call tracking and all of those things, we have available appointment times tomorrow, Wednesday, the 6th, starting as early as 10:30 a.m., 11:30, 12, 12:30. The latest appointment goes 6:30. There's appointments all in between. They're done in 30-minute increments. So you let me know which time frame it is that you guys want.
Say what? Is 1 o'clock good for you, Tom?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sure.
I have 1:30.
1:30 is fine.
Cool.
1:28.
So they're going to go ahead and contact on the phone number that we're speaking on, 609-529-1909. Is that the best number?
Whoa. This is for what? For the...
This is for the call conversation that you guys want to have.
It should go on the business line, no?
You just let me know what phone number you want them to call.
And then the meeting starts on that phone number?
Correct.
Okay, so it's going to be –
that's going to tag the business line for a half hour.
Okay, so it's not going to be a Zoom. It's going to be just a
– There's two different calls. So one is going to be a video call that's done through Google Meet, and that is today.
Right.
Okay, we have that scheduled today between 4 and 4:30. Me, you, Gina, that's to talk about Yelp. The conversation with your call tracking and the information that you guys want on your products and what it is that you have going with Local Splash is going to be set for tomorrow, and you picked 1:30 in the afternoon. So I just need to know which phone number you want them to call, because we have multiple phone numbers on your account.
You can call the 609-529-1909.
Thank you. All right. They'll go ahead and give you a call there. They will be calling from the 877 number to go ahead and review all that information with you and figure out exactly what it is that you want to do with your call tracking, okay?
Awesome.
All right. And I look forward to speaking with you guys later on this afternoon, okay?
All right. Excellent. Go Trump.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Are you providing a hot buffet lunch during this call?
I wish. It was a pleasure speaking with you guys. Thank you so much for your time. You do have the link, right, guys? You got it in the email?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, right. Beautiful.
Thanks,
I look forward to speaking with you later. You're welcome. Bye now.